The study found that some states and tribes are failing to warn anglers about the risks of eating contaminated fish. That leaves many, especially sustenance anglers, vulnerable to health problems. Generally, small children and pregnant women are the most susceptible. Kate Butler of the Inspector General's office says that posting warning advisories is one of the best ways to educate anglers. But the study found that not all fishing sites have them.
We visited several sites around the country. And, you know, just kind of anecdotally, there were several, especially tribal fishing sites, where we didn't see advisories posted. Some other just public fishing sites where we also didn't see advisories posted.
And when warnings were posted, some contained so much information that they could be confusing. Butler says there are ways to explain which types of fish are risky and how often they can be eaten.
We think that the EPA, in response to this work, the EPA could act as a bridge connecting federal agencies and states and tribes, and that would help make sure that fish advisories are out there, they're clear, and they provide the public with relevant information for making healthy decisions.
The Inspector General's office made several recommendations to the EPA, and the agency has begun to address those concerns. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.